Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about witnessing biblical prophecy coming unfurled, watching biblical prophecy before our eyes, watching the Word of God being fulfilled based on what God's Word said shall take place. And ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about eschatological truth, biblical prophecy, we need to understand what God has said shall take place. It's God that's in control. It's God that's on the throne. As we see God's word coming to reality and to coming to fruition, we need to rejoice in the realization that we as believers, based on the authority of the Word of God, will suddenly be snatched out of this old world by the rapture of the church. After the rapture of the church, we'll see a lot of these things taking place, but we're seeing the signs taking place. We're watching the stage being set. We're watching the people and the players being put on the scene, being put in place. Ladies and gentlemen, Benjamin Netanyahu just was pushed out of the leadership as prime minister. He's still part of the government coalition. He says that he's going to do everything in his power to overthrow this present coalition government. And Naftali Bennett was sworn in as Israel's new prime minister. Here's an article about that. Naftali Bennett was sworn in as prime minister of the state of Israel Sunday evening. The new government was approved by the vote of 60 in favor and 59 opposed, with one abstention. Israel will now be governed by 8-party coalition. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. Let me pause for a moment. If we have difficulty with 2 parties in America, seeing what we have seen in the election process, Israel did have 5. Now it's got 8. 8 different party coalitions, the largest in Israeli history, with the leader, Naftali Bennett, serving as prime minister. And ladies and gentlemen, the only way he could become prime minister, he made a coalition agreement with one of the leaders in that coalition group that is an Arab jihadist, that said that his position in that coalition would be to return all Israeli land back to the Palestinians, as he calls it, back to the real owners of the land, as he says. And ladies and gentlemen, there's no such people as an ethnic group called Palestinian. Palestine was the name that was given to Israel. When you say Palestine, you're talking about Israel. You're not talking about the Islamic Arab jihadists that are represented in those that want to kill all Jewish people and especially destroy the nation of Israel. Their goal is to push Israel in the Great Sea. That's historically been the goal from the beginning of time, is to destroy Israel. Here's an article. We'll read that and take our next caller. But this article says, Israel braces for Biden caving in to Iran on a nuclear deal. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to play a major part in what we see taking place with the eschatological truth of the Word of God, with prophecy absolutely coming to the forefront. I believe we have Tom on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, thank you for taking my call. I'm just wondering what the 30 leaders of those nations of NATO thought when Biden was telling them that if you're attacked, it's going to be just like you've attacked us. We're going to be there for you. Well, the problem is Israel holds a position in NATO called a strategic ally, which is actually higher than a regular member. Now, what they got for being a strategic member is Biden and his Democratic buddies bought the Palestinian terrorists $350 million of Katyusha rockets from Iran, and they lobbed them over till they're about out, and now they're going to build Gaza back. Don't you know those 30 leaders thinks he's crazy? Or they, everybody knows he's nuts. But Dr. Youngblood, I'm not real excited because we had Obama, the pretender, and we had Jimmy Carter, the milquetoast president. So they've seen pieces of dung before. They're not, I don't think Biden's got anything new. But
Tom, you're exactly right. If I can jump in for a moment, you're exactly right. This is not new to the world leaders, but in the progress of time that we've seen now and the position that we're in as a nation and a position that we're in globally, it is a, as we have seen at the G7, Biden is literally the laughingstock of the globe. Behind the scenes, they may be cordial to him in his face. They may be cordial to him in elbow bumping, if you will, as they have displayed. But they are laughing behind his back, realizing his cognitive inability and his weakness. But it's in the weak. This is the weakest point in American history, I believe, based on the global picture and what is taking place. During the Carter administration, we didn't have the nuclear weapon capability in Iran at that time. During the Carter administration, we didn't have the power that China has at this time on a global basis by basically buying up all of the, minerals around the globe, including gold and silver, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They bought all of the third world nations by going in and building bridges and roads and dams for them, knowing they can't repay them simply to control them. So we're watching all of these things come about, and now with a weak, cognitively unable individual without the ability to think and choose and make decisions as a puppet on the stage, they're laughing. And while they're laughing, Tom, the serious thing is that every listener should be understanding, should understand at this very moment. The end result is that the weakness of America is being seen, and as a result of that, all of the sharks now are coming in for the kill. And I'm using that term glibly speaking in young blood vernacular, but it's watching the pages of Scripture leap off the page, the words of Scripture. In fact, when we look at the Scripture, we understand that Russia will lead a five-member nation against Israel. Russia is right now the lead nation that's promulgating behind the scenes what is taking place in Iran. They are furnishing the materiel and the rocket power for Iran to build the rockets to furnish to the jihadists in Gaza. And so it's coming out of Russia. But Russia is the one that will lead, along with Iran. And Iran is old Persia when you go back and look at Scripture. And Turkey and Ethiopia, which is modern Sudan, and Libya. And Gomer, it's called in the Scripture, but it's modern Germany. We're watching all of these players, Tom, come on the forefront. And Joe Biden is not able to cognitively make a decision. They're making the decisions, and they're the ones that's jumping in now, as I call it, with all 4 feet to make a world change that they're after. What are your thoughts?
I think, Dr. Youngblood, that this government is going to fail. I heard a gentleman on the radio, and he said the U.S. government will default. There's no question about it. And I've wondered about our safety, but he says that the fruits and the nuts, the Californians, the Chicago gang, the New York gang, they won't be able to feed the people they've promised. And the only ones that will make it or have any sense of law and order will be the red states, say Central Alabama, Mississippi, states like that where they're not handing out money by the bushel, that you will be able to make it. That the only thing is these Democrats have to see their plan's not going to work. And I think you're right. The rest of the world, these leaders, they're getting exactly the hand they want dealt to them, which is going to make them more powerful and harder to deal with.
Well, let's touch on a couple of things and tie up some loose ends. Yes, I believe that we're going to default as a nation. Yes, I believe that if it would properly adjudicate today, America is today bankrupt. We're just printing greenbacks. The greenbacks have no fundamental value other than what they are perceived to have as a value. This is the reason China's running circles around us economically today, because their currency is backed by gold and ours is backed by fiat. And yes, I believe there will come a time when, based on what we see taking place, the price of gasoline, the price of groceries, the price of all commodities going exponentially higher. Just last month, everything was an increase by at least 5%. And with that, they didn't even take in the petrol increases. It was just on other commodities. But we're watching the implosion. But one of the major, major problems is, if you want to know where, Tom, if you want to know where America is going and where it will be if God tarries and allows this administration to continue, if you want to know where we're going to be economically, socially, and politically, look at Venezuela. If you want to know where we're going to go, look at Venezuela. Venezuela right now is bankrupt as a nation, though its leaders are controlling hundreds of billions of dollars worth of gold and oil, petro dollars, if you want to put it that way, that they're in control of. But the peasants, the people, the servants of the dictators there in Venezuela are living out of garbage cans and dumpsters. So we have a rough road before us. And the only thing we can do as Christians is understand that God's in control, because when you look at the scripture and talking about the Ezekiel 38 and 39 battle that will take place with the war with Russia coming against Israel, five times you find where God says, I will, I will, I will. It's all in the hands of God. God's in control. We shouldn't sit back and bury our head in the sand as an ostrich and think that it's going to go away. But we need to be excited as Christians to see what is happening, to understand that God's in control. Tom, thank you so much, brother, for calling in. Thank you for what you say and for your spot-on position in what you're saying today. You're exactly right. We need to keep on looking up, lifting up our heads as our redemption draws near. I believe we have Joseph on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, in my opinion, there's plenty of criteria to impeach Joe Biden. Number one, his dismantling of Trump's barriers to prevent thousands of illegal immigrants from entering our southern border. Number two, cuts in our defense budget makes us a much weaker country. Number three, all the unnecessary financial pain. Gasoline's over $3 a gallon. It's up 95 cents from last year. Number four, increasing our debt bomb. Inflation has started, according to the experts. Number five, he's fully supportive of the slaughter of the unborn, which is a very serious sin in God's eyes. Number six, he's fully supportive of gay rights and allowing our education and legal institutions to protect and expand what God calls an abomination. Number seven, he's hostile to our constitutional rights of free speech, religion, and right to bear arms. Number eight, Biden is an appeaser of radical Islam in China and Russia. Appeasement is very dangerous, as history teaches. For example, Neville Chamberlain prior to World War II, and we all know how that turned out. But the media and academia, they are so delusional, they have no idea that this guy is running us into the pits of history.
Absolutely. You're right on target with each and every one of your points. One of the things, Joseph, that I point out that I would like for our listeners to understand, these things are all true. But one of the things that is the missing element, we do not have the willpower, we do not have the tenacity, we do not have the political strength in Washington to impeach Joe Biden. And at the same time, we must understand that if these things took place, and they did, we understand it was a coup. It was not an illegal election. It was a coup to overthrow President Donald J. Trump. Let's face it. Right. Let's go ahead and admit that and put that on the table. It was a coup that was a successful coup by the socialist Marxist BLM Democrats. And as a result of that, they put their puppet in place. Their puppet is not making decisions. The puppet's decisions are being made by Barack Hussein Obama. We're watching the third term of Barack Hussein Obama take place. All that he wanted to accomplish in dismantling and, as he put it, fundamentally changing America is taking place today. And that fundamental change means a global reset. That fundamental change means to remove America as a global power. And that's exactly what we see taking place. But we need to, as Christians, recognize that if God allowed it, and he did, he allowed it for a purpose. And if he allowed it for a purpose, it's to get our attention, I believe, as Christians, as conservatives, and as patriots in America, to recognize that we need to turn back to God. But, Joseph, amen. I'm looking at an article here that says, Israel braces for Biden's caving in to the Iranian nuclear deal. the Biden administration is considering a near wholesale rollback of some of the most stringent Trump-era sanctions imposed on Iran in a move that Israel and several other countries in the Middle East have warned will create imminent danger for U.S. allies in the Middle East. And indirect talks continue this week in Vienna to explore the possibility of reviving the 2015 Iranian nuclear deal. Biden administration officials have become increasingly expansive about their might to be prepared, how they might be prepared, to, and what they need to offer to Iran, which has demanded that all U.S. sanctions be removed. What I'm saying, Joseph, as I understand, and as we look into, as we'd call it, the tea leaves, but looking at the Word of God, the prophetic text, we're watching, and Biden, in my opinion, will renew the nuclear deal. Biden will drop all sanctions against Iran. Iran will stand up as old Persia, and Iran will be the puppet state used by Russia and China to come against the nation of Israel. And that is the thing that from the human standpoint is scary, but from the biblical standpoint is exciting to see what God is doing with this and to recognize that God's still on the throne in control. So, Joseph, thank you so much for your input. You're exactly right. It is my prayer that somehow, some way, in the mix of all of this, that there will be somehow, some way, someone will stand up with tenacity and backbone to remove Joe Biden. But when I say that, I must be checked in my thoughts to recall and to remind us that Nancy Pelosi will become the vice president and Kamala Harris will be the president of the United States of America. You're talking about jumping out of the frying pan into the fire? That's exactly what we will do as a nation when that takes place. And that's on the fast track behind the scenes. Nancy Pelosi is not going to allow Joe Biden to continue much longer. And it'll be Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and AOC and that group that will bring about the 25th Amendment to impeach Joe Biden. Yes, as one caller just said, I believe that will take place on that basis, but it will be major, major catastrophic response and results for America based on the global scene. Joseph, thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Lily on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood, for taking my call. I have a grave point to make, but I start with a little comical joke, as it were. I just heard on the radio in another station, I don't know how long November 20th has been known as National Absurdity Day, but that it is also Joe Biden's birthday. But anyway, first, my point that I want to make is that I really think have very grave concerns about where we are. America has been, Dr. MacArthur this morning spoke about the homosexual agenda and how much it is honored in America. What we have been doing, we see it right here in our own in Florida, which is not one of the worst. We see the rainbow colors, the agenda, the homosexual agenda, we see it lifted up and we see it in presenting confusion even among our children in middle school, the children with the flag and so on. But so we realize that when immorality reaches stage, we know we're looking for the wrath of God. But what I'm thinking of is that I understand also that America has been playing a dangerous role where Israel is concerned, probably a two-sided or hypocritical role in that, like when Obama was in, he interfered, got in the election, tried to influence the election away from the president, the prime minister. In the last, what has just happened here now, I understand that America has been in it, pushing the opposition leaders there in Israel to get rid of the president so that the America can do what they need to do at this time. We are probably strengthening
Lily, if I can jump in for just a moment, you're exactly right, because what Benjamin Netanyahu just said in his angered response, and he should have been angered response of losing the prime minister's position. He said that it's as a result of the intervention in the election by the Biden administration. Now, I don't know to what extent. I don't know who and how and what, but Benjamin Netanyahu recognized the intervention of America to try to overthrow his prime ministership in Iran. or in Israel, that is. And we're watching these things come about. But you're exactly right, Lily. When we see the decay morally, ethically, and biblically, and spiritually in a nation, we're watching the weakening of the nation. When the nation becomes weak and we have a weak leader, that's a signal to all the global leaders to come in for the kill, as it is called. But Lily, thank you so much for your call. You're exactly right. Thank you so much for your insight and for your words of wisdom as we listen today. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to keep on looking up because our redemption draweth nigh. I'm looking at an article that says, Iran and China signed a mind-numbing 25-year, $400 billion comprehensive strategic partnership between the two dictator nations. Iran and China signed this 25-year strategic cooperation agreement addressing economic issues amid crippling U.S. sanctions on Tehran, according to Iranian state news media. Here's another article, ladies and gentlemen, which is telling. This article says, Iran releases horrifying propaganda video displaying the United States Capitol blown up by missiles and the missile strike showing the contempt for the Biden administration. Here's another article that is very, very telling. Iran moves closer to weapon-grade uranium despite attack on nuclear facilities. This goes back to April when Israel attacked the nuclear facilities there. But it says this article in great detail that Iran is close to announcing having nuclear capabilities. Now, they've been lying to America and lying to the globe, and President Trump did not buy into the lie and got out of the nuclear deal with Iran. But now Joe Biden is pleading on his hands and knees to get back into it. He's willing to pay any price, submit any, release any hold on Iran in order to do so. This article says, although an attack damaged one of Iran's key nuclear facilities, the regime maintains it's closer than ever in creating weapons-grade uranium for nuclear weapons for Iran. Its enrichment has gone beyond the 60% purity. Ladies and gentlemen, they're on the very verge of having major nuclear capabilities. And at the same time that is taking place, ladies and gentlemen, in the Beltway in Washington, AOC, Bernie Sanders, Rashid Tlaib, and others have introduced a resolution to block America from selling any weapons to Israel for its further protection. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching all the pieces of the puzzle come together, as I call it, for watching the opening of the Word of God coming to the forefront. And ladies and gentlemen, when you study the Ezekiel text, Ezekiel 38 and 39, and realize that Russia is going to lead that five-member nation, including Persia, which is today's Iran, and Turkey and modern Sudan, and Libya and modern Germany today. Ladies and gentlemen, and China is going to play a major portion in that final cataclysmic event after the rapture of the church takes place. Revelation chapter 9 says that China will have a 200 million man army that will come into the fray. But ladies and gentlemen, right now at this present moment, Iran has two warships in the Atlantic Ocean, and they have a cargo on board that best we can tell from satellite surveillance would be weapons, missiles that's on board. I'm going to take the last few moments of this broadcast to talk about that, ladies and gentlemen, because it's very, very serious. And yet you don't see any movement out of Washington. You don't see any concern out of the Beltway in Washington to interdict the warships that's in the Atlantic Ocean. Never before in the history of the world have we seen Iranian, old Persia warships in the Atlantic Ocean. And there's two of them. This article says Iran sends ships into the Atlantic Ocean rumored to go to Venezuela. It's dateline out of Dubai, United Arab Emirates. An Iranian destroyer and support vessel are now sailing in the Atlantic Ocean in a rare mission from the Islamic Republic, is Iran State TV reported on Thursday. The trip by the new domestically built destroyer and the intelligence gathering vessel comes amid the U.S. Media reports citing anonymous American officials saying the ships are bound for Venezuela. And it goes further to talk about what's on board the ship, as the best they can determine, with the weapons that is on board. This article says the boat seemed to be, from satellite images, seems to be characteristic of the mid-sized fast attack craft operated by the sectarian Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Navy. is responsible for the coastal security of Iran and the Straits of Hormuz, and similar vessels equipped with torpedoes and missiles have been used to harass U.S. ships in the Persian Gulf. The seven missile craft aboard are each approximately 57 feet in length, 57 feet long, and the family of mid-sized fast attack craft operated by Iran. There are several variations of these crafts in Iranian service, although it is generally similar. And to go on to talk about the ship is one of them. The warship is 755 feet long, and it's a mobile sea base, et cetera, having an escort warship with it and carrying these missiles. And ladies and gentlemen, it's understood by our intelligence that the missiles have been developed and created. They're coming out of Iran, developed and created and paid for by Russian warriors, if you will. They are being shipped now from Iran, and it's understood that it's going to Venezuela. And here is Marco Rubio, Senator Rubio, that's standing up, speaking up. No one else is. Senator Rubio demands forceful action against Iranian ships in the Atlantic Ocean. Senator Marco Rubio is demanding that President Joe Biden take a forceful stand against two Iranian warships cruising in the Atlantic Ocean, bringing weapons to Venezuela. Iran's largest military vessel and most modern missile destroyer are days away from delivering missiles and attack boats to Maduro's regime and conducting exercises off the coast. Biden shouldn't allow this to take place, and Marco Rubio is demanding that he stand up and do something about it. Here's another article. It says Marco Rubio warns that what will happen when Iran warships reach their destination, demands Biden forcefully confront them. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching what is taking place, and it's God's word leaping right off the pages. There's Iran, old Persia, that is now standing up with warships. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, those warships headed for Venezuela, if you look at a map and see the location of Venezuela, and if they have these weapons, these warheads, we don't know if they're loaded with nuclear weapons or not. Only God knows that. And I may or may not to be correct, but I personally think the high probability would be that they would have. And it is coming out of Iran, and Iran's goal is to make sure that they have dominance in this portion of the Western Hemisphere. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says lobbyists for Russia donated before Biden's White House lifted sanctions on the pipeline. Russia right now controls Joe Biden. China right now controls Joe Biden. Joe Biden is incapable of representing and protecting the United States of America because he is compromised on every hand. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, that compromised, cognitively unable President Joe Biden. We're watching this allow the enablement of global leaders to step up and come to the forefront of wanting to absolutely destroy the little postage stamp piece of land called Israel, the apple of God's eye. Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you listening today. Thank you so much for joining the broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
1.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.